AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. New measures are being considered in response to spikes in coronavirus cases in some places.
Health officials say between the more infectious Delta variant and the waning interest in getting vaccinated, the seven-day rolling average has tripled in the month of July. Cases are surging in New Orleans, where Mayor LaToya Cantrell says people should wear masks.
We have to move towards an indoor mask advisory.
President Biden at a town hall in Cincinnati says it's gigantically important for Americans to get inoculated. And First Lady Jill Biden, on a stop in Alaska on her way to the Tokyo Olympics, also addressed prevention.
Look at the numbers today, how they're going up, and it's people who are not vaccinated who are going into the hospitals.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Tokyo, American beach volleyball player Taylor Crabb is out of the Olympics after four positive coronavirus tests. The International Olympic Committee says it will start including images of athletes taking a knee in its official highlights reel and social media channels. The U.S. women's softball team beat Canada 1-0. The Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee fired the director of the opening ceremony. Kentaro Kobayashi is accused of using a joke about the Holocaust in his 1998 comedy act. California's Tamarack wildfire has spread into Nevada. There are more evacuations. Derek Rickford's home is threatened.
We've had fire approach from three directions, and they've stopped it within about a quarter mile in each of the three directions.
Top U.S. and South Korean officials agreed to try to convince North Korea to return to talks on its nuclear program. A senior health official says China cannot accept the World Health Organization's plan for a second phase of a study into the origins of the coronavirus. This is AP News. The Los Angeles Dodgers blew a one-run lead in the ninth inning and a chance to tie the San Francisco Giants for first place in the National League West. The Giants scored three runs in the ninth to win 4-2. Wilmer Flores hit a two-run homer off Kenley Jansen.
I also don't get exactly where he threw it. Something up, something hard and up. Seems like every time I face him, he throws one or two up there. And I was just ready for it.
The Giants have a two-game lead over the Dodgers. The Toronto Blue Jays lost their last game in Buffalo, New York. Virus restrictions have been lifted, and the team will play in Toronto again starting next week. Last night, Alex Cora's Boston Red Sox beat the Jays 7-4.
It was a positive one for how bad it looked supposedly over the weekend. So we're in good shape going home, and hopefully we can get going at home again.
The Red Sox had lost 2 of 3 to the New York Yankees last weekend. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.